2008.
The freshest sounds around.
Triple J.
On Triple J, I'd like to welcome two guests who are here in the country at the moment for the Laneway Festivals. They're also doing other shows while they're here. A band from Atlanta, Georgia called Manchester Orchestra. And the two guys are Andy Hull and also Jeremiah Edmund. Welcome in, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Andy, you were just mentioning before that this is actually the second time you've been to Australia. You
yes.
came out during your school time
I
for
did.
A
yes.
school excursion for two
yes.
weeks.
Yes, I did.
There seems to be a bit of a connection with your school life and the development of this band. Because
I would agree with that, yeah.
Yeah.
This was actually the Australia trip was when I got back to the States. We were here for like 3 weeks, and I had, you know, just insane insomnia because I was jet lagged, you know, and that was really when I actually started demoing a lot of stuff in Robert, our guitar player's basement. He was 14 at the time and suffered with just regular insomnia because he's kind of a crazy person. And so I would go over to his house at 4 in the morning, his parents' house, and go down to the basement and record songs because neither of us could sleep. So yeah, that was actually due all to this country, which I thought.
How long did the insomnia last for?
Quite a while. I still might not be on track. I think probably 2 or 3 weeks straight of having a tough time ever, you know.
Gee, that's serious jet lag.
Yeah, it was weird. I'd never done any traveling like that, kind of, you know, the time difference being that bizarre, you know. So
but were you actually just recording at that time when you had the insomnia, or were you finding that a lot of songs were being
written?
That was
writing, just ton. It really, that was sort of my first time of writing way throughout the night, which is something that I still do now 4 years later, you know, just can't sleep. So you just keep writing, doing 5-10 songs a night. That those moments of the night are really interesting. With the house we live in now, I have a closet that's huge. I share a room with Chris, the keyboard player, and our closet's enormous, but it has no windows and no, like, you know, sort of idea of time. So I can go in sometimes at night and go out the next day and it's light outside, and I would have had no idea, you know, that it passes. Because I try and turn the clocks off too.
And do you actually, I mean, I'm picturing a pretty small closet here. It must be maybe a little bit bigger than that.
I mean, it's pretty small.
It's like a decent-sized walk-in closet,
yeah.
You know, but
there's
just enough to kind of fit a little desk in with your clothes.
Yeah.
Right. And you're recording, and you got a mic in there, and you're actually doing
computer.
A little bit of recording in there.
Yeah, yeah. I do all the demos in that closet.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Is it very soundproof?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to hear anything else. And Chris, who I live in the room with, can sleep pretty much through anything, so
right,
don't really worry about it, you know.
It seems like personalities might be a bit of a part of the history of the group. It seems to have been a time when you had a different lineup and then that fell apart.
Yeah.
So do you kind of look at the band as more, you know, we're not looking for players who are going to blow us away, but more are going to fit with what we're doing and the
absolutely,
personalities?
Yeah. That's exactly what it hasn't always been and it has become.
So how bad was it then with other members?
You know, honestly, since the very beginning of the band, which I guess I would have started the name Manchester Orchestra when I was 16, I think maybe 18 to 20 people have come through, you know, from
God,
that point. You know?
Really?
But at the same time, it's been, you add up all the shows. One night on a late night drive, we were adding up all of the shows that we had done as this band, and you know, Robert, who had been in the band, I think 10 months, had already played like 10 times the amount of shows as, you know, most of the members that had been in before, you know, because we didn't tour like we did now. So, yeah, I was always going through people. The only person who was kind of stayed with me through it was Jay, the bass player, and he and I were in school together, and he started playing bass because I had just started playing guitar. So I think you and I are probably Jay and I are probably the two members who don't get along the most, and it's like,
sorry, you two guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
and they sent you to do the interview.
Well, no, you know, but we
got in trouble last night, so they made us make up today.
You two. Hold hands and walk there. No, but no, it was like taking the pride of like a songwriter, which I, you know, am, and then he being an engineer and producer. And so we realized that the good was so heavily outweighing like any, like, you know, just clashing, and the clashing was only helping the band, that it's been great. It's been really awesome to kind of, we've sort of, I think, probably turned them into a formula of a creative clashing. So anytime that there's ever this kind of, you know, going at each other, it's always super productive. It comes out with these, you know, awesome ideas for songs or awesome ideas for, you know, marketing or how to do the band, because we do a lot of most of that stuff ourselves, you know, with internet and all that. So,
well, it's all yin and yang that exists between members in
exactly.
a band.
Exactly, yeah. But, you know, I think there's definitely, I remember reading that Elvis Costello and, like, you know, 10 records in, he and the bass player, you know, who were the kind of the two force. I think they said that the bass player threw his bass at Elvis at least 10 times during the recording of it. But it was like the best record ever. But, you know, I could never do that. We had had members like that before where it was just like, not worth it, you know?
It was funny because with the name, obviously, when we first kind of got, you know, some of your music, we obviously assumed, okay, a new English band. And right. When you listen to the first track, Wolves at Night, there was something of a transatlantic sound to your voice as well.
The name came from, Morrissey was from Manchester, and so the Smiths was a band that I was really super into at the time when we wanted it, and I really loved The Cure, and I was super into kind of this, like, the very beginnings of, like, emotional music that wasn't, that didn't sound painful, other than the lyrics, you know? The lyrics sounded super painful, but the music sounded, like, really intriguing, which I thought was really cool. But no, I my biggest influences are probably, you know, Death Cab for Cutie and Page of the Lion and Jimmy Eat World and Elliott Smith. Those were kind of the four main bands that I was listening to a ton. You know, the Death Cab thing is like, you know, that's just guilty as charged. That's like been my favorite band forever. So, you know, that's...
Stand accused.
I have nothing wrong. Tell me I sound like them. That's a compliment to me. So, you know.
That's good because I could hear touches of Death Cab.
Oh, sure. I mean, it's a band that's just so smart, and everything that they've done is so smart that, you know, I'm happy that it's come across to where it doesn't sound blatantly, you know, ripping off, because I was also getting into bands like My Morning Jacket and, you know, kind of, I guess, heavier hitting bands. Death Cab is very, I feel like, calculated, you know, rock, where, you know, bands that are more loose, you know, My Morning Jacket and Refused and the Get Up Kids.
Refused. Well, yeah. There you go. There's some extremes in there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, we're all across the board definitely with influences. So,
well, it sounds like you're at home here at a station like Triple J, because basically every band name you just rattled off in the last three minutes is basically, you know, well and truly played on this radio station. So it's good to have you on board. Enjoy your time in the country.
Thank you.
And hopefully come back again soon.
Awesome. Thank you again.
2008.
New releases every Sunday evening.
Triple J.